Let me carry on with this question. How damaging is this really for Donald Trump? What kind of cut-through will it have with his own voters? Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, is here to walk us through that. Simon, it's a big, big story here. Well, Andrew, it's becoming bigger all the moment. You've just referred to the Republican emails pouring out.
Yes, absolutely. Becoming bigger by the minute, as Michael Cohen was just reflecting on there. We've all got a long evening ahead of us here in Washington, D.C., because while you were talking to him, Republicans on that House Oversight Committee responded to the very selective leak of emails that the Democrats engaged in earlier today, and they have released 23,000 emails. Now, you might be wondering where these emails have come from. They were furnished to the House Oversight Committee by the Epstein estate. And it was the Epstein estate, of course, that initially furnished the birthday book to the House Oversight Committee that ultimately caused the downfall of Lord Peter Mandelson as the UK's ambassador to the United States. Having seen the Democrats trying to get in front of this story today by releasing those, and Michael Cohen's right, they're selective, those emails. We don't know the context of the conversations that were taking place, but we will now because the Republicans have released all the rest of the other emails. Now, they had been trying not to release those emails, but I think they have stared inevitability in the face. They know the government is coming back. They know that a Democrat who has been waiting to be sworn into office by the Speaker of the House of Representatives will have to be sworn into office. She will be the swing vote in terms of forcing the release of all of those documents. So the Republicans, within the last few minutes, putting them into the public domain. How much more information they provide, obviously we don't know because we've got to sift through them. And I do think one question that will be very interesting to keep an eye on is, how many of those documents reference Andrew Mountbatten Windsor? He was only tangentially referenced in the documents we saw earlier today from the Democrats, but it is perfectly possible that there's a lot more in that trove of documents the Republicans have just released that cause difficulties for him.
And this will be cheerfully dismissed by Donald Trump as fake news. The whole thing.
Already calling it a hoax and a smear. His White House press secretary, who is about to start briefing at the White House, it's going to be a sparky affair today. His White House press secretary accused the Democrats of deliberately trying to undermine President Trump just as the government shutdown was coming to an end, change the topic, divert everyone's attention away from the fact that eight Democrats, of course, crossed party lines to reopen the government to the fury of other Democrats. But now she also must be aware that those 23,000 emails have just been released by the Republicans and that every reporter here in town is going to be sifting through them with a whole raft of uncertain questions that may arise from them.
So interesting. A long day, a long night ahead, Simon. Thank you very, very much indeed for that.